here with the one and only Joe Walsh from Direct Federal Credit Union. How are you, Joe?
I'm well. I was once introduced to a guy named Don Henley. It was great.
Could you imagine that? I mean,
no, I couldn't.
Oh my gosh, that must have been quite the event.
It was.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for stepping in the studio lounge here. And I mean, there's a million Eagles things we could say that you've probably already heard 100 times over, so we won't even go there.
Most of them, yes.
How's the conference going for you?
It's awesome. You couldn't ask for a better venue, huh?
Yeah.
And Dan and his staff, they do a terrific job all the time.
Indeed.
So it's going well.
So what kind of takeaways do you want to take back to your credit union that you're going to learn here? Anything in particular you're looking for? Or?
Yeah, what I like to do is go and find out about the latest and greatest in technology, all the stuff on cybersecurity, biometric authentication. I just talked to a vendor who's doing payments via blockchain now, things like that.
Wow, really?
I find the conference is very valuable for.
Yeah. Very cool. So, and then you're going to take that, implement that information into your credit union, and then move on down the road with
it? Through the vendor exhibits, I grab pretty much everything I can. I go back, I give it to my senior leadership team. Mm-hmm. We'll be putting together our strategic plan later this summer, early September. Mm-hmm. And I want them to talk to all these guys and see what the best and the brightest in the industry are offering. So
what types of things kind of keep you awake at night? I mean, is it the biometrics? Is it the security stuff that keeps you awake? Or is there other stuff?
Security first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Organizational alignment. That's some work we've done with DDJ Myers.
Yeah.
We've shown some significant progress over the last few years. And we're just on the cusp of achieving our 3-year strategic goal. So I spend a lot of time thinking about that.
Right on.
We do a lot of work with Lean and Six Sigma and continuous improvement. We're just starting that out in 2017, so making sure that takes root in the credit union. That's kind of top of mind. Taking advantage of the new field of membership rules. Boston Metropolitan Statistical Area has just under 5 million people. So I'd love to see the 10 million cap and sort of FOM2, if you will, go through. That would help us out a lot.
Yeah, are there any measures that you guys are taking to kind of take advantage of that? Or
not yet.
Not yet?
One of my goals is to submit an application this year, but I'm kind of hoping that the second rule that has the $10 million well-defined local community cap in place will happen before the end of the year, because that would just simplify things for us pretty considerably.
No doubt. What's your outlook on 2017 with all this stuff? I mean, new administration, we're 6 months into the new administration. Technology is off the hook as far as change is going. And what's your outlook? What do you see moving down next few months?
Frankly, I see nothing but positive things.
Oh, okay.
I think the economy continues to strengthen and grow. Another quarter of a point increase in prime today. That allows us to pay our depositors a little bit more. We're still slightly positively gapped, so every quarter of a point increase in prime earns about another 6 basis points in net interest margin for us after we pay up on deposits. So I'm pretty much encouraged by that. I think regulatory relief with a Republican administration, that bodes pretty well for us.
Yeah, it seems to be moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I think I listened to J. Mark McWaters today, and I was telling my board last night at the reception that in our lifetime, I don't think we're going to have a better NCUA chairman. He's just one of the most sober-minded individuals in Washington, as far as I'm concerned. Every time I listen to Acting Chairman McWaters speak, I get encouraged about what the direction of the
NCUA. Seems to be a pretty good group right there right now. The transparency is really, really well done right now. And just the moves they're making seem
to be... He knows his primary responsibility is to certainly protect the insurance fund via safety and soundness of the industry.
Yeah.
But again, he's also very level-headed about it. He's not terribly dogmatic. He's very thoughtful, very deliberate. I think he's a breath of fresh air.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here? Anything you want to look forward to at the conference besides climbing Diamond Head or go surf a couple of waves or anything else to add to the list here?
No, that's pretty much it. It's just a great venue. Dan and his staff are doing a phenomenal job, as they always do, so I'm really enjoying it.
Well, Joe, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, man. Well done.
Thank you.
And we got through a whole interview without saying anything about the Eagles.